Happy Tuesday morning, everyone. Welcome back to the Rockcast. Jordan Budd here. And it is July 30th, 2019, and we are starting our new segment called Tipsy Tuesdays. Doesn't have anything to do with drinking or getting tipsy, but we like the name, so I'm rolling with it. So what we're going to do with this one is go through, you know, some maybe hot news in, you know, just in the industry, or maybe not so much the industry, just kind of in the hunting world, and some hot forum threads over on the Rockslide forum, some hot new Rockslide articles that have just been published. And then I'm going to give my hot minute, which I call it a hot minute because it's going to be way more than a minute probably, where I just give my 2 cents on something. Today is going to be the importance of boots on the ground scouting, especially if you're scouting a new area. So, yeah, that's going to tip off Tipsy Tuesday. Dang. So first thing, some new articles coming out from rockslide.com, 30 days to 1,000 yards with Howard Mee. It's basically just as it sounds, 30 days to 1,000 yards, shooting rifle. And then another one that came out too, it's actually a story, is called 200 inch mule deer with a borrowed rifle. And that's a pretty good read. And a couple of reviews that came out, Canyon Cooler Scout 22 review, Justin Crosley did that one, just a little nice little small cooler. And then one that I'm really looking forward to trying to get my hands on, at least, is the Black Diamond Icon 500 headlamp. Brock Ackers just reviewed that. I would like to get my hands on one, but Black Ovis is completely sold out. So I'm going to wait till they get back in stock there and probably pick one of those up. Great job on that review, Brock. That was I've been a fan of the Black Diamonds because they lock, and other ones lock now too. But Black Diamonds just never let me down. So yeah, I'm going to get my hands on one of those things. A couple of hot forum threads. Bear spray in a non-grizzly area. Of course, I'll link this in the description, but you can head over there and just check it out. They're really talking about, you know, taking bear spray in places, well, as it sounds, non-grizzly areas. So if there's just black bear areas, there's some people, saw a couple of replies in there that they actually take it everywhere, even when it's not really in grizzly bear, for like anything else, I guess. So that's a good one. There's a lot of replies on that. It's kind of getting hot. And then another one is non-hunters purchasing a hunting license. So what they're talking about there is basically the initial question was, I think it stemmed around anyways, non-hunters, also like anti-hunters, actually putting in for tags just to, so they can draw a tag and keep hunters from actually getting the tags. So keep the animals safe, I guess. So that one's pretty hot. That's kind of picking up some steam. I know last year, I'm pretty sure it was last year when Wyoming was going to do their grizzly bear season, when they drew those tags, at least one of the tags actually went to an anti-hunter that I put in for them. So that is a thing. So that's what that one's about. If you want to head over to it, I'll link it in the description. And then news, I just head over to Go Hunt articles and look at some of their news. They're pretty good at keeping on top of some of this stuff. One of the bigger things, and I've got it pulled up here, is South Dakota recently came out with some carcass restrictions for their state, and it's for CWD. So some of the high points is basically what's going to happen is whole carcasses and high-risk carcass parts are not to be brought into South Dakota from any other state, and also cannot be transported out of a CWD area in South Dakota. So those include like head, brain, and spinal column. So if you're going to want to get a deer mounted to be able to take it out of a CWD area, you're going to have to skin that head out and actually get the brain matter out. We do that here for all of our clients. We do it here to transport anywhere. Every state's a little different, so we almost don't even look at the CWD restrictions in other states. We just do it for them, and then it's all good. So do that. And then spinal column, you know, kind of goes right along with the head there. And so you don't want to do that. So some of the parts, I guess, allowed to be transported in South Dakota and then taken out of the CWD include, so cut and wrap meat, quarters of meat without spinal column or head attached, antlers, hides, or teeth, finished taxidermy mounts, or antlers attached to skull caps that are cleaned of brain tissue. So kind of just like I said. And then disposal says all remaining carcass parts must be disposed with the waste management provider or permitted landfill. So there's kind of some steps to take for that. And then, just game processing facilities and taxidermists must also dispose of, you know, the same thing themselves. You can get in trouble. So it's going to start up. Looks like it's going to start up July 1st, 2020. And then it's actually going to be, if you get in trouble for it, it's going to be charged as a class 2 misdemeanor and a maximum penalty of $500 or 30 days in jail. So be aware of that. And then another one that they have going is Colorado approved access to state trust lands. So it actually adds like another 100,000 acres that's supposed to be all ready to go for the fall to open up. So that's a good thing to know. And then moving on to the hot minute, I'm going to talk about the importance of boots on the ground scouting. I actually had an event that happened last year with that where I went into a new area in Colorado. So basically what happened is I had planned out my mule deer, where I was going to go for mule deer, I guess. And, you know, I had a few trailheads planned out and had like ABC for trailheads and then another area that I wanted to go scout. So anyway, I get a couple of days in July and it was early July too. You know, I wasn't really looking for deer so much as I was just looking for the area, looking in the area, you know, access points, kind of what it looked like, give you a little bit better feel. So I rolled in, go to this first trailhead. It's completely full of vehicles with hikers. It's a really small parking lot. And there's a sign that said, no overnight parking. So dang, already like my first plan's kind of thrown out the window. And it was, looking back, it was a terrible choice to start with, but it looked a little bit different on Google Earth and just kind of looking into it a little bit more than it did when I got there. So literally, all the trailheads were like that I had, the first two for sure anyway. So I ended up kind of scrapping those. I went and just kind of hit the map again, started driving some roads, just looking at the country. And then I came up with another game plan from there. But, you know, it took me all of those 2 days to come up with another game plan and know where I needed to park and how the hike was going to be and everything like that. I did that in the summer, so it didn't cut into my hunting time. I know it's very difficult to do, but you know, Les Welch, you know, he'll do the long weekend, like over 4th of July weekend. The mountains are going to be full of people and, you know, you might not see any deer, but if you can just get in the area, especially if you haven't been there before, if you've been there before, it's totally different. But I think if you're getting into a new area, that you've never been before, you should definitely go check it out and make sure, you know, look into the trailheads a little bit more just to make sure they don't have a parking restriction, because that would suck. It does suck, actually. So, you know, it took me all of those 2 days to figure that out. So if I did that during hunting season, you know, I allotted 7 days. Well, that just would have taken out at least 2 days when I thought I'd be going in. So yeah, that's just something to think about. Really, I would really try to make an effort to go out, you know, the long weekend, or if you have just a couple of days. I mean, you could catch a flight out to wherever. You know, Denver is a pretty main hub, so you can go out there, rent a vehicle, just go drive around, maybe do a little bit of hiking, get a feel for what it's going to be. And then when you arrive in the fall, it's not such a, some of that learning curve or some of the edge is already taken off. So you'll be a little bit more comfortable, and I think that goes a long way. So that's my hot minute for the first Tipsy Tuesday. And stay tuned for more episodes. We're going to release a gear list episode that Dustin Whitwer with Team Backcountry and I did. And it's kind of a long one. It's longer than any of the other ones, but we do go into some depth there with each section, I guess, of, you know, backpacks and sleep systems and things like that. And we just don't tell you what we're using and then move on. We tell you what we're using and then we kind of say why. So that'll be a good one coming up. And yesterday I just kicked out the Kafaru pack system episode with Tony Treach. So good info in there if you're looking for a Kafaru. Kind of says what we've tried before and why we run them now. So all good info. There's some more coming up. So everybody have an awesome Tuesday. Devour those tacos. And don't forget to subscribe. Head over to the Rockslide Forum. Check out those hot threads. And yeah, everything will be linked in the description. And we'll catch you guys on the next one.